Lindsay Meisner. I teach agriculture education, and I am the FFA advisor at Pittsville High School.
Tell us about this program, a one-of-a-kind cranberry education. How to get started?
So about 19 years ago, I had some alumni members and community members that really just wanted to offer an agritourism adventure for our area and to bring awareness of the cranberry industry that we have in Wood County. With that being said, they contacted the agriculture instructor at the time, a man named Bill Urban, and he was my predecessor. He, along with the alumni and some very talented students, really developed the class over the past 17 years. We are now in our 18th year, looking forward to our 19th year. So with that being said, the students that give the tours are all prepped in the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of school, and then we give tours sometimes up to 4 different days on a week schedule with the cranberry science class we have here at Pittsville High School.
So the tours run through the harvest season, so I'd imagine it's a first quarter class.
It absolutely is. We have a block scheduling system here at Pittsville High School, so we have terms. So our terms are then equal to about a semester worth of time in a 44 or 45 minute period high school schedule. With that being said, we can offer these longer lab-based classes and offer unique curriculum explorations for our students.
I would imagine that the cranberry science class, there's a lot of classwork before you can start doing tours, right?
There absolutely is, but the students here really are learning as the tours are progressing. And by that last week, those students have built up their own knowledge base, and they use each and every tour to continue to build their education on the cranberry industry as well.
One of the things that we're keeping a close eye on these days is the large number of people that are not getting into ag careers, but this is a good way to open the door and show them another possible career path, right?
Absolutely. A good portion of the students in my course this year are looking to further their education in agriculture in some way. And yes, some are directly going back into the cranberry industry themselves. Quite a few of the students also during the summer months will work in the cranberry industry. And again, agriculture needs great employees, and this is just one way for them to network so that they have those opportunities in their future.
You even have some students that are going totally different directions but have an interest in the cranberry industry. I mean, in our bus, we had a tour guide that's going into nursing, another one into law, and one that's already in the cranberry business.
Well, it's always important to know where you came from and support that community to help develop the person that you become. So, again, I expressed that at the beginning of this term, that the students really take hold of their learning in this class and continue to build these skills that really, no matter where they would like to go to school, they're going to use.
What are you finding as far as curriculum material? Do the local growers help out?
Absolutely. I have some fabulous local growers. So this is actually my second year with the Cranberry Science Program and the Agriculture Education Department at Pittsville High School. And I did really reach out. I had a few school board members that actually are marsh owners that allowed me last year and into this summer to actually come in and learn about the industry, hands-on learning. So even for myself as an instructor, I practice kind of what I preach there, and then I allow the students to do the hands-on learning to gain the same experience that I was gaining.
I'm guessing that quite a few of the students take the class. Does this happen in their junior or senior year?
Yes, they are all juniors and seniors. By that level of learning, they really have the maturity level to go out and work and network with adults, which a good portion of our tour guests are just retired people that are looking just to learn more about the state and travel around. We do have some elementary age groups. In the state of Wisconsin, the fourth grade curriculum actually covers the Wisconsin products, and being that cranberries are our number one state fruit crop, we have quite a few elementary groups that come on Tuesdays of the week.
So along with doing tours like today with the adults, your juniors and seniors are assisting the fourth graders.
Absolutely. So they in turn become teachers themselves.
Anything you want to add today?
No, I just really appreciate everyone joining us. We do have a few weeks of tours left, so if anybody is interested, they can always look us up right off of the Pittsville High School website. It's called Splash of Red Cranberry Tours, and we invite anybody to come. Wednesdays and Fridays are our two main tour days until the end of October.